The Fox News lawsuit against Al Franken for using Fox's trademark slogan, Fair and Balanced, in the title of his new book, has a lot of people wondering how someone can own a common phrase. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has testified in a number of trademark cases and weighs in here.
A lot of people were surprised to realize that Fox News could own the slogan Fair and Balanced in the first place, much less that they could get after Al Franken for using the phrase in the title of his new book, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. But it's no different from Nike trademarking Just Do It. Nike can stop me from using that as a slogan for my products, but not from using the phrase when I'm telling my daughter to clean up her room. That will certainly be part of Franken's defense, that he's just using the phrase in a descriptive way, not trying to delude people into thinking he's associated with a network. In fact, if there was ever any possibility of confusion here, it's been pretty much eliminated by all the coverage of the lawsuit, which has sent Franken's book to the top of the Amazon.com bestseller list. And in any event, the law gives a lot of latitude for fair use, particularly in the case of satire. But if Franken wants to make mischief for Fox, some lawyers have suggested that he could make a counterclaim and ask the court to cancel Fox's trademark on the grounds that it's what's called deceptively misdescriptive. That is, it induces people to buy the product by misrepresenting its properties. That could mean that the court would have to decide whether the slogan Fair and Balanced is an accurate description of Fox News, with the prospect of Bill O'Reilly and Neil Cavuto having to take the stand to defend their balance in the face of hostile questioning. Now that's a trial that would drop Kobe Bryant to the bottom of the hour. But it's hard to believe any judge would want to take that question on. And actually, Fox's best defense against the charge of deception would be to argue that the slogan Fair and Balanced is just vague puffery that nobody's likely to take as a verifiable claim. That's the principle that allows car rental companies to get away with registering trademarks like Thrifty and Budget without having to demonstrate that their rates are really cheaper than others. Of course, that would put Fox in the awkward position of having to argue that their slogan is merely transparent hype. But it would be a pretty solid defense. There may be lots of consumers who would assume that a car seat cover called Lovey Lamb was made of real lambskin. But it's hard to believe that the average television viewer is going to assume that a network's news offerings are fair and balanced just because the network says they are. That would be like trusting a used car dealer because he calls himself Honest Angus. In fact, that's what made the Fair and Balanced slogan so striking when Fox came up with it 7 years ago. When people make a point of advertising their credibility or reliability, it's usually because there's a widespread assumption that the field is full of untrustworthy characters, like the used car business. You don't often see banks depicting themselves as honest. That would raise all the wrong questions. And the fact that Schwab is out there touting the integrity of their stock recommendations suggests what's happened to the reputation of brokerage firms over the past few years. And of course, Fox's Fair and Balanced line was an obvious reference to all the mentions of media bias that we've been seeing in the press over the past 15 years, more than 95% of them referring to liberal or left-wing bias. In fact, if you looked only at how disproportionately the press talks about liberal bias, you'd have a hard time understanding how anybody could imagine that it has one. In recent decades, in fact, both balanced and bias have become partisan words. Anybody who advertises himself as balanced or unbiased nowadays is a pretty good bet to have a right-wing point of view. The Fair and Balanced slogan drives liberals crazy, of course, given that Fox News doesn't exactly hide its point of view under a bushel. But then, the point of the slogan isn't to sell liberals on the network's even-handedness. It's about the pleasure that conservatives take in knowing how much the slogan annoys the other side. It's like Ozzy Osbourne biting off a bat's head on stage. Kids get a kick out of imagining how their parents will react. What's significant is that Fox didn't use the word objective in its slogan. That word implies a neutral, dispassionate presentation, what the philosopher Thomas Nagel described as the view from nowhere. It's true that objectivity has always been a hotly debated value. As the historian Michael Schudson said, it's a notion that seems to disintegrate as soon as it's formulated. But until now, most broadcast journalists have taken objectivity as an ideal, even if it's ultimately an unattainable one. Of course, Fox's problem with objectivity is only that it sounds like a turnoff. It's more lively to let the partisans square off on camera and let the viewers decide. And if the network itself has an obvious point of view, that's just a question of balancing the surreptitious bias behind all the ostensible objectivity on the other channels. Still, it's a sign of the times that Fox has become the champion of epistemological relativism. After all, who's to say they're not balanced? As that eminent postmodernist Rupert Murdoch might put it, you pays your money and you takes your choice.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University's Center for the Study of Language and Information and author of The Way We Talk Now. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced by Amy Sallet, Naomi Person, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Monique Nazareth, and Megan Howell, with Patty Lesming, Jessica Chu, and Ian Chillog. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Anne-Marie Baldonado directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.